Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're back. We're live. Everyone survived their long weekend. I'm sorry to say that I got some terrible news yesterday. I just want to start by saying my agent, Bob Eatman, passed away. I love that guy. I've spent time with him and his family, and I was so super bummed yesterday. Yeah. I got a call from, like, his poor assistant calls and tells me the news, and she's on the verge of tears, and I'm on the verge of tears, and she had to call everybody.
Right.
And it was, he had cancer, and it's insidious.
Young dude, too.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know.
Well, young enough, anyway.
Right. Young enough that he had his whole retirement ahead of him.
Right.
You know, just awful. And actually, it's a couple weeks ago, he came back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like, oh, well, maybe everything will be okay. But we communicated mostly through email in the last few months. He had a problem speaking. And so it's been,
throat cancer?
Yeah, I never heard specifically, but he couldn't talk, so I'm thinking that was it. But, I felt good that just 2 weeks ago I had a nice exchange with him, and and I told him, I just didn't tell him enough. And so yesterday as I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, I wish I had really expressed to him, you know, how much his friendship meant to me over the last 20 years that I've worked with him, and it's just awful. Make sure that you're caught up with everybody that you love. Because you just never know when that stuff's going to happen. And, you know, make sure people know how you feel about him. And I hope he did. So, rest in peace, Bob Eatman.
Yeah, I saw
Super
that.
Super agent.
Super agent Bob Eatman. It was funny. The guys at our, we have these Wise Brother Media. It's like a radio thing. One of them must have him as an agent, too, because they did a whole in memoriam on him.
And
they
did. And Bob would, like, speak at the conferences that they put on. Well,
so they knew
years
him.
Ago. Right. Yeah,
he's been around. He's not new, and he also was involved with SAG and AFTRA on some. I think that's actually how he got into radio repping.
His brother, same thing. Mm-hmm. He's like a SAG AFTRA negotiator guy. Anyway, not to start with something super sad,
I'm
but
glad
it was.
You acknowledge him.
It's just sad. He's got kids my kids' age. It's awful. So it was wife Robin and his kids, I think Noah, Joshua, and Justin.
Yeah, nice names.
Yeah. I think that's their names.
Whoops.
Close. Well, I know Noah is, for sure. But anyway, so how was everyone's weekend?
Really good.
Excellent.
How was yours? You're the one that went all traveling. We're watching from our phones on Instagram. First, we see the food posts, and then we see the... I think you even posted the boy, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, that was a great picture of you guys.
Well, it was funny because we took the picture. I want to post this. I look cute in this one. Can I put this He goes, all right, go ahead. You can put it up.
Don't tag me.
Tag him.
They don't want anything to do with me. That's typical. Typical kid behavior. Mm. Whatever your parents are doing, not cool. Anyway, we had... Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah, tell us.
There are a couple things I want to tell
you.
So first of all, the wedding, great. You know, I actually like weddings.
Singing.
Plenty of singing. There was middle of the night jam after the actual ceremony, and we rocked out. It was great.
When you say you actually like weddings, it's because you realize most people don't.
No,
is that what
you don't.
Oh, me. Just me. I'm the only one.
Lots of people like weddings, Vinny.
Sure.
I mean, we wouldn't have them if people didn't like them so much.
I used to not like them, but the last couple I've been to, I've cried. But they're just so lovely and...
They are. I love hearing the toasts and everything. And, like, my nieces got up there because their sister is the one who got married. And they were, you know, my youngest niece who's, she's got to be 22 or 3 by now.
Wait, how old is the one that got married?
29.
Ah!
I know.
What?
When I first met her, she was in a car seat. Like, she was just...
I think of her as early 20s, but I guess they moved to L.A. in their early 20s, yep. Right?
It's just 29. Time goes by so fast. I know. So the youngest one gets up there, and she's actually, they both did, but the youngest one just was, that was the only time I really cried during it, because she was just like talking about her big sister and how she looked up to her and how talented Julie is and blah, blah, blah. But the wedding was super sweet and, you know, just what you think it's going to be. It was a wedding, good band, everybody danced.
Do you sing?
No.
What?
Well, I sang after at the jam party. I feel that my role in a jam, I feel like I'm a good deed doer, because most people like won't just start singing. So I'm like, I'll start singing. And even if I don't know all the words, whatever, and as soon as I start singing, everyone starts singing. I'm like, yes, it's a jam. So people figure, well, if that girl can do it, anybody can.
But she's not embarrassed.
At all. I don't care. I'm 6-7 drinks in, whatever. Although I didn't totally embarrass myself, Vinny. You'll be happy to know I did the water method, and I, you know, made sure that I wasn't...
I don't know why you think I'm the one putting pressure on you not to drink. If anything, you should be drinking my share, too.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
Go out there.
I just drank my share.
And drink all the drinks.
But
in fact, can we get you a drink now?
No. Stop it. Oh, my God. It's the last thing I need.
I got nothing.
Nobody.
Nope.
All right. Well.
No shame. But. So this
but,
is. It's so funny.
The whisper comes in. But.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with the wedding or even being in Boston or anything. On Thursday, when we left, John figured out a way to get us. You know how you have to kind of finagle it and you get into first class. So we're in first.
I don't.
Well, you do. You use your miles or you use whatever, you know, travel credits or whatever.
I never even think to do that.
Oh, my God. You're crazy to not do it. So I'm totally, I hate flying. It's already going to be 2 6-hour flights in 3 days. Wah.
There and back.
There and back.
Oh, okay. I'm like, where did you go? Okay.
Yeah. So we get to the place and I'm like, oh, well, at least for first class, that makes the travel so much easier. You get on first, you get off first.
Right.
We get in there and they had these seats that I've never seen before. They're angled toward the wall and they're staggered so that you're next to someone, but you're not really next to them. And they have their sort of private area and you have yours. They're like rounded back seats that are staggered. And they lay flat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
So you and Hooman know about this.
Well, they're...
Dude,
they're,
I did not know about
they're,
this.
They're normally on international flights. You have, yeah.
I've seen like when, you know, certain, I've never seen anything like this one.
Domestically.
It was, I couldn't freaking believe it. So we get on the plane and then, you know, they bring us drinks right away, which is awesome. And I have a vodka soda and I'm like, all right, I'm going to sleep.
Bye.
Lay the thing out freaking flat. Oh my God. Laid it out flat.
So wait a minute. So each, the three of you each get your own
little bed.
Huh. All right.
Oh my God.
How long did you sleep?
Like the whole time.
Nice.
I closed my eyes and I woke up
this
in
is
Boston.
Both ways?
No.
Oh.
So that's the bummer. So that was the way out. And then we were, you know, like whatever, row 30 or you
normal
know,
people
normal,
coming home.
Normal people, cattle class.
Yeah.
So we go in with the rest of the cattle and getting our seats on the way home was such a bummer. It was because we walked by the seats that laid down flat. I was looking at those people like, I hate you so much. You're good. In an hour, you're going to be sound asleep laying flat. I mean, if you can sleep on a flight at all, mm-hmm. normally you wake up and your neck's cricked yeah. over. Right. You're, you know, drooling out one side of your mouth. You feel all like, oh, this sucks. But man,
I could sleep on a flight.
I
oh,
never
can you really?
Flight.
Oh,
if I had to, I'd crawl under here right now and sleep. I could sleep
anywhere.
It's
the sitting position thing that just gets me. Because even once you can put your seat back a little bit, it's no good. But, oh, my God. I actually wish I hadn't.
Experience
I don't know
that.
About that. Because now I'm going to be so sad every time I don't get to do that.
Mm.
I mean, even regular first class, like, sucks compared to this.
Regular first class isn't good, huh?
No, well, it's not as good as this. Oh, my God. When I never laid down flat. I mean, you're laying down. Honest to God, I'm like this at one point. Laying all the way flat with my toes pointed and my arms up above my head. Like, that's how much room I had. I was like, this is so awesome. So we get there, we get to Boston, and then, of course, I can't get to sleep because I've slept from, you know, whatever time the flight was until we got to Boston, like 4 hours straight. It was unbelievable. And we get there, and it's like a Thursday night, and I'm like, oh, it's Boston. Everything will be open all night long. No problem. Everything shut down at midnight. It's 9 o'clock our time, and I slept all day. I'm like, John, we got to hit the Walgreens, get some booze for the room.
Wait a minute. Why is everything shut down?
Don't ask me. I was like, what's going on? Like, we found one seedy little pub, so we were in there for a minute, but it was like, let's go
and
get it.
And you just bring the boy with you?
I know. No. With the kid?
He goes in the hotel room.
Oh.
16, he can stay there by himself.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, kid, we'll be back later. Like,
we got him a pizza.
He's in there doing what 16-year-old boys do.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Like you don't know.
I don't want to know.
Like you don't know.
No, we had like a, no, there was like a set of bunk beds in this hotel room. So he was off in like a little alcove. Uh-huh. And gross. Don't remind me. So I don't want to know.
Was there any extra charges at the room?
No. Thank you.
No, he brought a laptop, right?
No, he had his iPad or whatever.
iPad?
I'm sure he had full access to whatever the hell he
did.
So
you get him a pizza and then you guys go down to the bar?
Well, we ordered a pizza and they delivered it to the bar and we ran it up to the room.
You first.
Yeah, well, I wanted my slice.
Oh, so you guys ate some of that too?
Well, we went up to the room. When the pizza got there, we just, you know, met the delivery guy in the lobby. So we were sitting at the bar waiting for him. But I had this, I put a picture of it up on my thing. It was some ginger sidecar. Oh, my God.
Oh, is that the one
Vinny
was talking about, that drink?
Yeah, as I was watching your adventures, right. One of the things you posted was a drink. But I just... There it is.
It was delicious.
She's posting drinks now. Food. Food and drinks. There she goes.
And then so on Friday, we walked around Boston for a while. Unfortunately, it was a super rainy day.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, it sucked. But it didn't matter. We hid out in the place where we get the lobster rolls.
While you were gone,
yes,
I spent my time doing home projects and just laughed and laughed at how
Tell
you
me.
Could possibly like this stuff. I don't get it.
Don't. You know what? I have a million questions, so I'm going to ask you about that after the song, because I want to hear all about
there's
the house,
really,
and I can't wait
sucks.
To hear every stroke
it's
of the
worst.
Paintbrush.
No, there's right. no
he sent me a picture of his garage floor.
How is
like,
it?
Did you do that?
Yeah.
You did that?
I did
Oh, my
that.
God, I have a million questions. No, first, though, I want to say...
No, the answer is no.
No, that's not, never the answer. That's where my job starts, at no. So... Bryn had his baby shower over the weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday.
It looks like it was an extravagant do. Oh, my God. The pictures are beautiful.
Yeah, my sister spent so much
What's
time
her
with
deal? Does she do this?
She's like a DIY. You know, a lot of the time when she did it before, it was like a waste of time in my perspective. Like, what are you doing all this crazy stuff for? I mean, like, she's very crafty.
Right.
She just makes stuff. She likes to make t-shirts and stuff like that. So I had no idea that they were going to put that much time and effort into it.
It looked so elaborate.
Where'd you post these pictures?
Oh, they're on Instagram. There's like five of them in the series.
Yeah, and then my...
You had to flip through.
You do.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
And my Anita's best friend ordered a taco truck and...
Yeah, those tacos it were just delicious.
Yeah, and...
Where did you do this at?
At my brother's school. But he has multiple...
Oh, little places to
sections.
Do it.
Kuxul 1, Millbrae.
So it wasn't actually in Kuxul. It was next door to Kuxul 1. So.
Well, it looked amazing. Was it like a sangria bar or something?
Mimosa bar.
Mimosa
yes.
bar. That's what it was. Oh, my God. It looked amazing.
Yeah, it was really nice. I felt
it was
bad, actually.
You did?
How hard they worked on it.
Well, they wanted you
got
guys
there,
out.
They were like all freaking out, and that's exactly why. I'm like, dude, that's why. Just put some drinks out and some food out, and everybody's happy. But... They made it really pretty.
Yeah. Mimosa bar.
Super thankful for that.
I know. It looked just... I was super... I, like, oh. I mean, I liked my thing and everything, but
I would have loved to have been there.
It was really fun, and I had Hooman do his thing too.
What's his thing?
What is that?
Oh, he emceed.
No,
he did a toast.
Because they were like, "Do a speech during the cake cutting," and I'm like, "Me? What? I wasn't planning on doing a speech, so I just quickly thanked everybody for coming, and I said. And Hooman has something to say.
Hooman always has something. Hooman is great. Turn your party over to Hooman, and he will run that thing like a tight ship.
My speech sucked.
It was good.
Do it now.
I don't have
speech.
It.
Speech.
I don't have it.
Speech.
What do you mean?
Speech.
I didn't have anything written out.
Improvise it now.
He didn't prepare me.
Right, but now you can do it again. Oh, it does look great. Look at that.
What does?
Hit the shower.
What is?
Did you wear shorts? You wore shorts?
I did. I wore shorts, yeah.
Socks it was a and nice sandals.
Day. It was a really nice day.
I was, oh, boy. You are a dad.
You wore socks with sandals?
No, socks with some shoes.
Slippers?
No. They were John Varvatos. They weren't.
Speech! Speech! Speech!
Speech! Tell us what you said.
Can you honestly remember what you said?
No, I honestly don't remember.
You can.
It wasn't written out. Yeah. It was just so...
Off the cuff.
Yeah.
It was off the cuff.
Basically, you know, I said everyone in this party really loves you guys. We're all rooting for you and your unborn baby, which is soon going to be born.
What's the name?
Yeah, he revealed it at the party. Go ahead and tell everybody right now, bro. Yeah.
You did? You revealed it?
Reveal a name. Her dad really wants us to name the girl Diamond.
I think that's a great name!
So,
Diamond that's Win.
Just, that's just one of the names we're throwing around right now.
I've heard worse names.
I guess I don't love it, but I don't know.
Keep throwing.
Yeah, exactly. We're just going to take our time with this.
What do you think of Diamond?
Yeah, what do you think of Diamond, Vin?
Yeah, Vinny,
the first thing that comes to mind, is that what you want me to say?
Yeah.
A stripper.
Exactly. Oh, right. Exactly. Well,
we all thought that.
We threw that around
a little
bit. We all
thought it.
The first thing that comes to mind, and now maybe there's a second or third thing, but I think those are stripper too. I'm sorry to say the first three things.
Diamond the stripper, Diamond the ring, Diamond Dave. I don't know, man. But look, if you do name her Diamond, we'll get used to it.
Yeah. Well, hey, you'll change...
The name Diamond in our minds.
Right.
Yes.
Any reason why he came up with Diamond?
I would have thought Mike Diamond from the Beastie Boys, but mm-hmm. All right.
Any reason why he picked Diamond?
I have no.
Is this your dad?
No, this is Anita's dad. Yeah.
His father.
He wasn't there. He's in Asia, so he's.
She's down
there.
With that?
No, she told me that, so that was my way of like joking around and saying, hey, we're going to reveal something.
You're not going to be naming the baby Diamond.
I don't think I'm going to name the baby Diamond.
Right,
no,
okay.
I mean, you're dooming the
That's
baby
exactly
to
why
the
I
pole,
revealed it
I mean.
Right now.
Oh, so you have another name, you just won't tell us.
We have a couple names.
All right. Going,
you know. Tell us the couple. Let us vote.
No, we have to feel it out, you know. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
So you just decoyed us. All right. Well, that was a waste of time.
Nice. All right. We're going to play a song now. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.